Hello, everyone, and welcome to Perspectives of Grief, Touch and Base Tuesdays. I am Kenan, your host, and I'm so glad you're here. Today, I wanted us to chat about gratitude. I was reminded recently how important it is to really fine-tune our perspective. I guess we're here at Perspectives of Grief, so very appropriate. Really to fine-tune our perspective on how we look at things in our life. And I'll explain. What is your list? I'll give you a moment to think of, and just to yourself, just to think, what is your list of things to do today? Just a couple minutes. Maybe if you could think of 3 or 5 things, of things you have to do today on your to-do list. Have to stop at the supermarket. Have to fill up the car with gas. If you have kids, have to pick up the kids to school. Have to take the kids to dance. Have to take the dog for a walk. For example, have to wash my hair. Maybe have to dye your hair if you're anything like me. And, you know, even sometimes when I think of, oh my gosh, I've not spoken to, you know, a particular friend or a particular person in a while. Oh, I have to call them. So with these 3 to 5 things, if we go down this list, now I don't have those things written out. I was just calling things out on the top of my head. So if you thought of 3 to 5 things on your to-do list, how about replacing the word have with get? So I get to do groceries. I get to go fill the car up with gas. I get to pick up the kids from school. I get to take the kids to dance. I get to take the dog for a walk. I get to call that important person who I haven't spoken with in a while. I hope you see where I'm going here. I'm sure you do. Where the things we can easily take for granted without intending to take them for granted. Because I know we live in a world where everything is just go, go, go. We're all, to some extent, unless it's a truly conscious effort to step off of it, we're often on a hamster wheel of life. And if you and I have chatted before, you know I refer to that term often, the hamster wheel of life. So often, the things that we do regularly, and sometimes even they seem to be a chore, really, you know, like, oh, I have to go and take the dog for a walk. And it's snowing, or it's raining, or it's hot, or, the sun is too hot. But if we take those things and tweak them, really that we get to do them. And we can start this perspective, because I would ask you, how do you feel? If you just take a moment, and I will pause for a couple of seconds, or feel free to pause this audio. When you made your list of 3 to 5 things, of things you have to do, and when you replace the word have with get to, I have to go to work tomorrow. I get to go to work tomorrow, right? Regardless of how you feel about your job, as I call it, or your 9 to 5, you get to, we get, you know, sorry, I'm just going to rewind here a bit, because I remember growing up whenever, you know, as a child, something was on our plate and, oh, I don't like this. Because I can tell you that was not tolerated in the home that I grew up in. My parents did not tolerate that. But a line that we often heard was, do you know how many children in the world have nothing to eat? And if we did not hear that, my sister and I, 10,000 times, we didn't hear it once. So if we look at things from the beginning of our day, in a similar way, as we open our eyes, I got to wake up today, or I get to wake up today. There are many people who didn't get to wake up today. I'm waking up in my bed. There are many people who don't have a bed. I get to make up my bed. There are many people who don't have a bed to make up. There are many people who don't have a bed to wake up in. I get to brush my teeth. I get to go to the bathroom, all indoor. Right around the corner from my room, probably, or right down the hall. I get to have a shower. I get, if you haven't chosen your clothes the night before, I get to choose my clothes. Or I get a choice of clothes. There are many people who don't have enough clothes. I get to have breakfast if you're a breakfast, or if you eat breakfast first thing in the morning, right? Whenever you break your fast, you open your fridge. I always remember, as a child, I would stand in front of the fridge and I would say, you know, just out loud. And if my mom was within earshot, and I'd be like, "Ah, I don't know what to eat." And she'd say, "That's because you have too much choice." Again, because there are many people in the world who don't have a choice of what to eat. And they may not even have anything to eat. They may not know where their next meal is coming from. So I hope you know, you can see where I am going with this. And maybe in your life, if you were to take a few minutes, even to take a few minutes a day, because it starts with a seed. Every giant oak tree, every tree in the forest, at some point started with a seed. Even, of course, the man-made forests that were, the trees were actually planted. I'm getting nitty-gritty there. But you know what I mean. So be prepared to start small. Give yourself permission to start with a thought of, I get to walk the dog. There are many people who are physically unable to walk. And to add to that, there are many people who truly do not know the love of having a pet, whether it's a dog or a cat or a hamster or a ferret, whatever it is, right? So I think that at least has worked for me over the years of really tweaking the perspective of the little things. The things that we think are little in the big scheme of things are often not everybody in the world enjoys the beautiful things that we have in our life. And I think I may have mentioned this before, and I'm not sure if it's one of the conversations I've had or one of these solo episodes. I recently had a colleague at work who had cancer during the pandemic. And I had not seen him, of course, in over 2.5 years at that point. And when we all returned to the office and I saw him for the first time, I asked him, you know, if you don't mind me asking, you know, that way, where was your cancer? And to be very honest, what he said after made me forget what kind of cancer. I knew, I think it began with an L, but it was somewhere in his chest, basically. And what he said, which is what actually stuck in my mind, he said, "Kenan, it hurt to breathe." And I share this with you because if walking the dog or getting to have a shower or getting to make up your bed, if none of those things resonate with you, I'm hoping this experience does actually resonate with you. Because what he said was, it hurt to breathe. And in that moment, automatically, it made me, I took a deep breath because I had not even remembered up to that point. I mean, over the years, you know, in a yoga class, an exercise class, you take a deep breath and, or you're stressed and you take a deep breath to calm your nerves or something. But in that moment when he said to me, "Kenan, it hurt to breathe," I realized what a gift it is to be able to truly fill our lungs without pain. So if you are looking for a place to start on what to be grateful for today, maybe start with filling your lungs with as much air as you can. What a gift that is. And maybe by starting with remembering the beautiful gift of being able to take a deep breath, maybe that will put you on a path to see the gift, all the other gifts actually. Maybe it will put you on a path for the day to see all the other gifts in your life. Well, thank you so much. I hope I've left you better than I found you. I hope you remember you are not alone. And I'm so glad you're part of this family, this community at Perspectives of Grief. Because you know what? As we journey through life, it's so very easy to think that we're alone in what we are going through. So that's why I remind you today, you're not alone and you are loved and you are worthy just as you are. So stay as sweet as you are, sending you love and so many blessings. Until next time.